Happy Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Today is a big day. It's a cause for celebration as the church commemorates Saints Peter and Paul. It's a solemnity, which means it's the highest holy day found in the church. It's a big day. My name is Gary Zimek, and I want to welcome you to Following the Truth. Now, I have a challenge today, and I was looking at these readings. I want to try to read the first reading and also the second reading. So let me just do it. We'll see how far I get. The first reading's a little lengthy, but I just want you to hear some of these readings because they're really good on this day as we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. First reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the feast of unleavened bread. He had him taken into custody and put in prison under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door, guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second, and came to the iron gate leading out to the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter recovered his senses and said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people had been expecting." So we see in this first reading, the hand of the Lord is on Peter because the Lord is using Peter to accomplish great things. And this goes to show you that God's will is unstoppable. Now let's look at the second half of the dynamic duo, St. Paul. Second reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, beginning in verse 6. "I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat, and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." The reason I wanted to read the first and the second reading today is to show you that Peter and Paul, again, dynamic duo, two big figures in the early church, they suffered. They were imprisoned. They were persecuted. They did not have an easy life. But God worked through their difficult circumstances. And I say that as a way of encouragement to you. We're all going to face challenges. We're all going to face sometimes very difficult circumstances, probably not as severe as what Peter and Paul went through, but just understand that the Lord can work in these tough times, bad circumstances, illness, financial difficulties. He can work in them, and he will work in them if you turn to him and ask for his help. And while you're at it, today would be a great day to ask for the intercession of Saints Peter and Paul on this, their solemnity. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you hanging out with me. I look forward to joining you tomorrow on Following the Truth. Bye-bye.